Producer Kyle is dancing around the studio this morning. I don't know. It's quite concerning. I'm glad this is radio. It's 9:52. Earl Brooker in for Jerry Bader on the Jerry Bader Show. Captain Todd Freeman of the Appleton Police Department is with us. And Todd, I promised you a really excellent question after the break, and here it is. Robin Green Bay says, my son is on an airsoft gun team. What precautions should I take to ensure that my son does not threaten law enforcement or anyone else?
Yeah, good question. Green Bay's ordinances are likely real similar to Appleton. So, but we recognize the popularity of airsoft guns, Nerf guns, those sorts of things. Some of the airsoft guns are, frankly, replicas of handguns and rifles. They look just like them and are indistinguishable, particularly when they're modified a little bit. Being careful of where that's happening. So I don't know where this group plays. Hopefully it's in an open area where it's clear that there's some sort of game going on. I'm guessing one would just want to be in an open field. That wouldn't make it very fun. But you know, if there are bystanders before things get started, or if clearly bystanders are watching, just to call a timeout and make sure that people know what's going on before people jump to conclusions. What do we constantly preach? Is if you see something, say something, and that would certainly be something that we'd expect to get a call on. And in Appleton, we do get calls regularly for facsimile weapon type of things. When they're being used as if they were a regular weapon, we'll go ahead and apply our local ordinances. Clearly, that's not the case here, where it's being a recreational activity. But if my best advice is, if there's clearly somebody who's taking an interest in what's going on that you feel may be concerned, to educate the person as to what's happening.
Okay. And these airsoft guns, these are the things that have the orange tips on them, right?
Yeah. Most of them come as best as the manufacturer can without... you know, they want them to look like real guns. That's what sells them.
Right.
But, yeah, they usually have some sort of orange tip. A lot of times it's pretty minimal, and there doesn't take a great effort to modify that. But making sure that they're being safe, perhaps even, you know, back in the old days of police training, what we would do is flag a weapon with a piece of tape if it was cleared. You know, now we're into simmunitions and everything that come with their own guns. But if we were using actual weapons that were empty, we'd put police tape on them or some sort of marking so that all of us in training knew that they had been checked, double-checked, triple-checked, and were indeed clear. But again, if usually you're going to know if somebody's that's usually not hanging out there is suddenly interested, and if by all means, if they at all look concerned, take the time to educate.
Okay, and you mentioned the modification. The best thing is not to modify the guns.
Absolutely. Yeah,
so that,
absolutely.
So you don't want to create that persona that they are real weapons, that's for sure. Something that has been a problem, heroin, drugs in general, but fentanyl has become a real issue of late. And how is that in northeastern Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Are we hearing the same story?
It's taking a horrible, tragic situation and putting every multiplier you can on it. Just a real quick overview. I'm by no means a chemist or a scientist, but derivatives of the medicine fentanyl, which has been around since the 60s, there are several derivatives, chemical, synthesized, man-made derivatives of that drug, some of which are used legitimately, but they have become introduced to supplies of heroin. Things like carfentanil is the one that's been in the news a lot. That is extremely lethal at like specks of you know, a ballpoint pen on a paper size or less.
That's the one that's the elephant tranquilizer, right?
Yeah. These are drugs that are used for large animal veterinary care. They're used as surgical anesthetics. They're used for end of life care for people. And they're being introduced into a substance that we already know can be lethal, heroin. So it is really, really concerning. Our officers and officers nationwide need to take the utmost care. We've had carfentanil twice in Appleton, in a pill form that we came across. So taking the ultimate precautions, agencies actually are going to carry Narcan, which a lot of agencies carry for people in the immediate aftermath of an opiate overdose. Agencies are carrying it for officers that become exposed because of the lethality of these drugs is nearly instantaneous. So it's a very troubling trend, as I said, on top of an already tragic condition in our community. So we're struggling to stay ahead of it. And right now, knock on wood, no exposures that I'm aware of in Northeast Wisconsin, but we need to be diligent to make sure that stays.
It's one of those things that is a problem that you hope goes away. There's lots of efforts to make those things go away, but somehow people feel that they are indestructible, and sometimes they're innocent victims as well. So it's
absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm out of time again. I appreciate the time, Captain Todd Freeman of the Appleton Police Department, to join us to chat, and we'll have to do this again maybe later or early fall, and again give people the opportunity to ask some questions and get in touch with you. So we appreciate you taking the time, Todd.
Yep. Thanks for thinking of us, Earl. You take care and enjoy the rest of the summer.
All right. Will do. It is 9:59. I'm Earl Brooker on the Jerry Bader Show. We're gonna talk prevailing wage next here on the Jerry Bader Show.
The Jerry Bader Show.